With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. Much of the country remains in the grip of a major Arctic blast that sent record low temperatures in parts of the deep south and around the rest of the country. Millions were at risk of potentially dangerous cold as storms continued to dump snow from coast to coast. National Weather Service said wind chills plummeting as low as minus 70 in some parts in Montana and the Dakotas. Upstate New York, a couple of feet of snow. There was also snow in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And there was snow in Iowa. Cold weather there, too, where the GOP is holding its caucuses on Monday night. And despite the weather, the candidates were out making last-minute pushes, like former President Trump.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Zero. This is tremendous. Well, as they say, you're very hardy people.
National political reporter Meg Kennard reports with just hours to go, a lot of caucus goers are indicating they're still undecided.
Iowa voters know that all the attention of the country and potentially even the world is on them ahead of the GOP caucuses. Some of them already committed to who they're going to support. Some have told me they are still waiting to make up their mind, that it may come down for them to Monday night itself, to hearing from their friends and their neighbors as to which campaigns they were supporting.
While folks were shivering in the cold, including those in Oklahoma City, an Oklahoma City suburb got a little rattle over the weekend, a series of at least six earthquakes. U.S. Geological Survey reports the preliminary magnitudes of two of the quakes in the Edmond area, 4.1, 4.3. Good news is no injuries or significant damage reported. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired an anti-ship cruise missile toward an American destroyer in the Red Sea. U.S. fighter jets shot it down. SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is trying to help Ukrainians through another harsh winter.
The giant Christian relief agency has delivered more than 3 million pounds of wood, nearly 7,000 wood stoves, and more than 60,000 articles of warm clothing to the embattled nation. More than 200 million pounds of food and 23 million gallons of clean water have also been flown in, along with almost 500,000 Ukrainian language Bibles. It's been almost 2 years since Russia launched its invasion, and the fighting continues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the Vatican. A cardinal who is leading Pope Francis' effort to get priests to bless same-sex civil unions is being scrutinized for a pair of books he authored earlier in his career. Both contain sexually explicit passages that seem, well, out of place for a Catholic clergyman. The man is already under fire from some bishops for his role in last month's same-sex pronouncement by the Pope. This is SRN News. Fishing regulators being sued by a group of lobster fishermen.
The fishermen claim that new electronic monitoring requirements designed to protect rare whales are unconstitutional. The new rules went into effect December 15th and require fishermen with federal lobster fishing permits to install 24-hour electronic tracking devices on their boats. The Maine Department of Marine Resources has promoted the new rule as a way to collect better data that can benefit the fishery and help save the vanishing North Atlantic right whale. Five lobstermen who are members of the Lobster Fishing Union filed a lawsuit in federal court. John Scott reporting.
About 21 million children likely to receive food benefits this summer through a newly permanent federal program. Some 35 states, all five U.S. territories, and four Native American tribes opted into the Summer Electronic Benefits Transfer, known as Summer EBT. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.